Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell, back with the second podcast in a two-podcast series on peace of mind when investing and long-term returns in the market. I'm going to discuss how people feel about their investments right now. We're late 2025, because how you feel about your investments can have a big impact on how you enjoy your life, and how the markets perform is out of your control. Many people feel like it's out of their control. You're just kind of hoping that it does well. The markets might be out of your control, but how you invest is not out of your control. You can get out of the stock market if you want to, or at least reduce your stock market exposure. In many of my email exchanges with clients that are recent retirees or in retirement, they've said that retirement's been nice, they're enjoying it, they're living off their money, and their portfolio's going up, and they feel good about that. Must feel great. That's a pretty good feeling for sure. I don't ask these people how they think about their role in this, if they're smart, because it's happening, but isn't that kind of natural to feel that way? I'm a smart investor. My assets are going up. Some might even think they're making the right call. Are they doing that, or do they just get lucky? Or is it some combination of the two? I think it's a combination of the two for sure. Whatever. Does it even really matter? I think it does, because it's an indication how they think about this, of whether or not they might change their strategy if the stock markets do not do well. This is what I want people to be careful of. Now, there are other investors who have seen the same development in their money. They've retired, they're spending it, but it's going up. And these folks tend to be more cautious. They're pessimistic, even. They've been waiting for the market to sell off for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I still hope these people are enjoying themselves like the people in the first group hopefully are as well. My primary concern as I talk through this is that people don't delude themselves into thinking that they may have made some sort of smart call about what the markets will do. Let's look at what the markets have done recently. And maybe it's somewhat easy to understand why people might feel this way. I'm just going to look at the performance of, I think this is the world's biggest fund. I'm not really sure. It's the Vanguard Total Stock Market Fund. I mean, look at these returns. The 10-year average is 14% a year. The 5-year is 16%. The 3-year is 21%. The 1-year is 21, rounding up to 22. The 1-year is 21. The year-to-date 16. And hasn't there been kind of some bad news during this time? A wonderful market performance. Then you look at the international markets with the Vanguard Total International Stock ETF. 10 years at 7.85. That's pretty darn good. I don't use that in my forecasting. I use much lower numbers. Well, not much lower, but I use lower numbers. The 5-year returns, 11.3. The 3-year is 20. The 1-year is 24.5. The year-to-date is 28. So it's even doing better than domestic markets. I mean, these are strong returns. They must impact how people think about their money. Back to my discussion about people feeling smart about their portfolios, they're going up. But this hasn't always been like this. And I remember periods of bad performance, and not just a bad week or a bad month or a bad quarter or a bad year. I was going to go over three big ones, right? But these are three periods of bad performance. From 1929 through 1954, the math on that is 25 years. I'll save you having to figure that out. The market did not grow for that 25-year period. Can you imagine that 25 years of no growth? Lots of volatility throughout that time. From August 2000 through May of 2013, I think that's 12 and a half years, the markets did not grow. Now, they were going up and down just like 29 through 54. So if you were buying during that time, you benefited from this. But again, 12 and a half years, December of 72 through June of 83, what's that, 11 and a half years, 10 and a half years? Again, no growth. So what are you going to do if this happens again? You're going to send me an email saying, I hate my portfolio now. I don't feel good about it. It's going down. I'm sucking into my money. This has got to change. It's important that people or you really think about this and not just say, I'm going to deal with this if it happens. Deciding you've had enough and selling stock holdings after a large loss or a period of performance is bad investing, and it's going to cost you money. It's happened before, these periods of poor performance. What it's going to look like in the future is anybody's guess. I have no idea. Investing might seem easy now, but this can change. So give some thought today to a portfolio that you will not bail out on, no matter what happens.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.